Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. It is no secret that I love the church calendar and the church seasons. As many of you know, I have a pair of shoes in every liturgical color. Purple for Lent, red for Pentecost and Reformation, even pink for Gaudete or Joy Sunday in Advent. But my love for the church calendar goes deeper than the colors. I love the church calendar because it reminds us of God's story of redeeming love from the very beginning of time until the very end of time. I love the church calendar because it helps us center our lives and our attention on Jesus. As we make our way through the church calendar, we retell the story of Jesus' life and ministry, the story of his death and resurrection, and the story of how the Holy Spirit empowers and equips Christ's body, the church, to continue to live out Christ's ministry in the world. But sometimes living by the church calendar can be harder than others, like right now during Christmastide. You see, stores and commercials have been telling us for weeks that Christmas is the lead up to December 25th, and that Christmas is a one-day event. But the church calendar, the calendar that helps us focus on Christ, reminds us that the lead up to Christmas Day is Advent, and that Christmas actually begins on December 25th and lasts for 12 days. Because we need more than just one day to celebrate Christ's birth. Because the truth of God emptying God's self and becoming human, Jesus, God, being born into a vulnerable human baby body, is so wonderful and so significant that we need more than one day to celebrate and reflect on its meaning for us and for the world. We need several days. And so here we are on the eighth day of Christmas. And today we get to reflect on what happened in baby Jesus' life when he was just 8 days old. Mary and Joseph were still new into parenthood. They were still likely far from home and far from the comforts of home and far from all the people that knew and loved them to maybe help them care for this newborn. They were probably sleep deprived, but I imagine even in their sleep deprivation that they were so in love with their sweet boy and that they delighted in caring for him and nurturing him. And like the faithful and devout Jews that we know Mary and Joseph were, they followed the law of Moses and had their son circumcised 8 days after he was born. This was an important ritual and tradition for a Jewish boy, because when a newborn boy was circumcised, he was incorporated into the covenant that God made with Abraham. And he was also given his name at 8 days old. We know that Mary and Joseph didn't pick out Jesus' name like most parents do, right? As she was riding on the donkey to Bethlehem, she wasn't flipping through a book of baby names and they were going back and forth trying to decide. No, each of them individually had been visited by an angel who commanded them to name the baby Jesus. Jesus means Yahweh saves. Yahweh is the proper name for God. Back in Exodus, when God is telling Moses to go to Pharaoh, and the beginning of the Exodus is unfolding. Moses says, "Who shall I tell them is sending me?" And God says, "You tell them that I am has sent you." In English, that's what Yahweh means, I am. It's the verb for to be, to exist, to be, to cause, to become. And if we really had to parse it out, my Hebrew professor said this, the words I am as God's name means that God will be who God will be. That we can't put God in a box, that God is who God is. And we've talked about before how all of our names are nouns, person, place, or thing. Our names are nouns. But the name of God, Yahweh, is a verb. I am. And so this is what the name of Jesus means. Yahweh, I am, saves. A little bit of background about the name Jesus. We get the English name Jesus from the Hebrew name Yeshua, which is also where we get Joshua. Moses' predecessor, Joshua, who led the people into the promised land, his name was Yeshua. And so Jesus would have been called Yeshua. A nickname for Yeshua is Yeshu or Yeshi, so maybe Mary and Joseph called their Yeshua Yeshu. Yeshu, come in and wash your hands, it's time for dinner. Yeshi, it's time for bed. So we get the English name Jesus from the Hebrew Yeshua. Yeshua, when it was translated into Greek, became Iesus. And that's sort of how we unfoldingly get Jesus. But Jesus would have been called Yeshua. And so at 8 days old, our baby Messiah was given his name. And although Yeshua was and still is a very common name for Jewish boys, it was different for this baby. You see, Yeshua wasn't just given a name to identify him in a family with lots of children or lots of boys. He wasn't given his name to identify him in a classroom so that he would know when his name was being called. This baby was given his name to proclaim who he was and who he is and who he evermore will be, the Savior of the world. Yeshua comes and came to save God's people and all of creation from sin and all that sin tears apart. This baby, Yeshua, is Yahweh. His name doesn't just proclaim that Yahweh saves. This is the one who saves us. Yeshua is the Word who became flesh and dwelt among us. And his name contains the very power and presence of God because he is God. This Yeshua is our Savior. And as his followers, we bear his name to all the world. It's in Jesus Christ that we live and move and have our being. And therefore, the ways that we live and love and exist in the world are to bear the name that Yahweh saves. Our lives are to proclaim that God in Christ Jesus saves all of us and all the world. I'd like to close with a brief poem by a man named Howard Thurman. He wrote The Work of Christmas, and I believe that this is the work that we are called to do and to live in Jesus' name. When the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flock, the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among others, to make music in the heart. The work of Christmas is the work that we are all called to live and love in Jesus' name. Brothers and sisters, may our lives and our love and our actions and our words proclaim to all the world that Yahweh saves as we live out the work of Christmas. Amen.